This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Friday. And it is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to begin. Don't worry. We're going to begin. Somebody's tired and he's dejected after that crappy speech from Biden last night. And he wants some hope. You want some hope? I'm going to deliver you some hope here in just a minute. Hang on for that. We have, wow, things are actually getting worse at the FBI. Someone wants to know about Republicans. Why do they actually lack a spine? Someone wants to know what to get for a first gun. Why don't more people know about 70 million murdered Chinese under Mao? We have national divorce talk, monkeypox, all that and more coming up on the Jesse Kelly Show. But I want to begin here. And I'm beginning here because it's a consistent theme I showed up to today in my email inbox. This is the email. Jesse, I'm just tired, sir. Tired of being called a Nazi and a white supremacist. Tired of the sheer stupidity of most of the country. Tired of explaining why I support Trump and that he's not a criminal. Tired of defending my vote for a man who tried to fix decades of beep. Tired of explaining why I think I need to carry a gun. And just exhausted from watching the country I love being destroyed while no one does a thing about it. When and how does this end? Is it when China and Russia land on our shores and walk right over our weakened transgender military? Or is it when half the people finally rise up and take this country back from the communists? Make me feel better, brother. I chose to read that today because I could have read 50 of those, virtually identical. I mean, it's like the same person read it. The people were just, that speech last night was so nasty from Joe Biden, it just took the wind out of so many people's sails. So, allow me to make you feel better, because you don't need me to beat you up again. I mean, what do you want me to do? You want me to play this again for 3 hours? I played you most of the stupid speech live on the show.
MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution.
Okay. Let me do that to you again. So enough of that. We're gonna have an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and we're gonna feel better. All right. So allow me instead to read you this, and then I'll tell you something. Dear Samurai Oracle, I am an 11-year-old boy, and I am sending this through my grandpa's email with his permission. I have taken a liking to politics, and I listen to your show every day. I, of course, am a Republican, and I'm going to fight the commies when I get older. I have told off my teacher as she asked for my pronouns and made her apologize with a professional email. Anyway, I'm asking for your input. He asks about helicopters. By the way, he asks about the Russian flying tank versus the American Apache. That flying tank was amazing, and Apache would still win, by the way. Says, I can say his name because it's also Jesse. Buenas tardes, he says. Buenas tardes to you.
Buenas tardes.
You ready to feel better? I know you're down. I know. But hey, and I'm not judging you for it. I was not feeling the greatest after the show last night. Normally I'm all fired up and still smiling about all the stupid things we've done. That was such a heavy crapper of a speech. It was just kind of heavy. And I got home and the wife had watched it too. We put the kids to bed, prayed with the kids. She poured a glass of wine. I poured a glass of bourbon. We just started talking about it. She's like, that was scary. And I said it was. So I know I'm with you. I'm not doing this. I'm thrilled thing. And while you're down and out, I'm with you. But you ready to feel better? Do you know how many emails I get a day to this show from kids that sound remarkably similar to that? Jesse, I'm 13. Jesse, I'm 11. Jesse, I'm 8. I listen with my sister every day. Jesse, we're hardcore anti-communists. Or I get emails like that from dads. Hey, Jesse, I listen with my kids in the car every single day, raising anti-communists here. Or housewives, home, making dinner. Jesse, the kids and I listen when I make dinner every single night. If I were to read you all of these, I would need a 20-hour show in one day. There's no question nationally, things are down right now. But because things are so down, you can't see, and I can't see, the hardcore freedom fighters, the next generation that is coming. You and me, we are frustrated with Republicans, frustrated with their weakness and ineffectiveness, frustrated with all the ways they have failed us when it comes to this culture war and losing, frustrated. I mean, I yell probably more about Republicans than I do about the communists on this show, and I know you're the same way. That's going to change. It is not going to be tomorrow. It's not going to be at the midterms. It's not going to be in 2024. But it is going to change because of the pathetic low-T GOP and the aggressiveness of the communists. Right now, it feels like all is lost and it's over. No, we're in a valley. We are in a valley. After valleys, there are peaks. We are raising a generation now of hardcore anti-communists. My sons know the issues. My sons know the stakes of the game. My sons understand there's a battle between good and evil. My sons can engage on it. My sons are 12 and 13. Your sons are the same. Your daughters are the same. We are raising a new generation. Yes, the previous generation has failed us. And to be frank, we have failed. The next generation is not going to mess around. And they're not going to be playing games with communists. That's one. Two, if you're sitting there feeling down today, and you're sitting there in your New York City apartment, and you're saying to yourself, it sucks, all is lost. May I make a suggestion to you? Even if you can't pack up and move right now, because I'm not going to do that thing where I'm going to tell you to move again. Even if you can't pack up and move right now, I want you to do me a favor. We got a Labor Day weekend coming up. Maybe get a long weekend. I do. I won't be here Monday, all right? Don't worry. Play best of. I'll be incredible, but I still won't be here. But we got a long weekend coming up. Get in your car and drive. And I want you to go somewhere rural. I want you to get out of the city, and I want you to go someplace red, blood red. I want you to go to a town of 20,000 people or less and just stay the weekend. Find yourself a bed and breakfast. Have an extra beer at night. Get up in the morning. Go walk through the streets. Go down to the city park. You're going to see that there is so much good in America left. So many pockets of good. We think, and I get stuck in this too, we think because all of our national stuff, all of our institutions are crap. From government to entertainment to sports, it's all crap. And so we think that that's the country because that's what we see on TV. That's what we hear on the radio. It's all national news, national news, national news. Biden sucks. FBI sucks. Oh, another Hollywood movie about gay people. Oh, another. We think that that's because that's all we see. We think that's all America is, and it's not, man. There are so many millions, not hundreds, not thousands, tens of millions of Americans who are just as dejected as you and angry as you and want to save this country the same way you do. It is not a time. It is not a time for us to give up because we're not allowed to give up. You were given this period of time on purpose. You understand that, right? That this is not an accident, that you're 2022 and you're alive and, oh, that sucks. I wish I had been around with my grandpappy. God didn't want you alive when your grandpappy was, or he would have made sure that was the case. You have been given this time. Celebrate it. I have to remind myself this too. Ah, it sucks. I wish America was unified. I wish all these things. Why am I spending time wishing for a time other than the one God gave me on purpose? He didn't, whoopsie, we spilled the Jesse juice out there, and now here he is in 2022. It was on purpose. Embrace this time. You were specifically made for this time. Specifically made for this time. You understand that? It was made for you. You're built uniquely for it. And there's still a ton good out there, all right? All right. Let's get to some Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Give a little home defense tip or two here in just a second. There's a horrible story out of New York that I think might wake you up to some things. Before we get to that, I want to get to this really quickly. Focus on yourself now, too. And I don't mean just take care of your own and be selfish. I mean, how's your personal health? How's your personal growth? Are you getting to be a better shot? Are you making preparations for financial hard times and make you feel better? Are you getting physically healthier? Don't think I'm kidding around when I tell you about Chalk. Have you taken your male vitality stack today, fellas, from Chalk? 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. You know one of the symptoms of low testosterone is you feel down and out and depressed, right? You tired of feeling like that? Turn off the daggone news and go take a male vitality stack from Chalk. Ladies, female vitality stack. Don't worry, it's for you too. Lit powder. These are hardcore anti-communists out there making you stronger and me stronger every day. Focus on yourself right now and your family. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the entire store. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Are you ready for some Ask Dr. Jesse questions? You ready? Hey, let's enough of that. Hey, look, you want to feel better? That jerk who gave that speech last night, this is what he sounded like today.
We're putting people who have been left behind in the past, or couldn't have been lifted out of anything before.
Today, Junior?
Old Joe came down off all the amphetamines they had on him last night, and he was struggling. And yes, of course, the media loved what he said last night.
President Biden delivered one of the most forceful speeches of his presidency.
This speech, it really felt like a reset that the president, the administration really felt like they needed.
A vintage Biden speech and something he wanted to give.
Yeah, that goes on for another minute. I'm not going to waste time letting them drone on about that. Was them after the speech last night? You want to hear what they sounded like today? What the Biden administration sounded like today? Do you want to know how well that speech went over? Here's Corinne Diversity Hire from today.
The presence of the Marines at the speech was intended to demonstrate the deep and abiding respect the president has for these service members, to these ideals, and the unique role our independent military plays in defending our democracy, no matter which party is in power. Again, no matter which party is in power.
Okay, hold on one second. I just actually picked up on something that I'm embarrassed to say that I just picked up on it live, but we'll get to that in a second. You're walking back things from last night because they woke up this morning to a bunch of focus group stuff that says that was the least popular speech any president has given in a very, very, very long time. You should know, I tell you this often, I reach out to my non-political friends a lot, after these things, because I know I'm in a bubble and you're in a bubble because we actually know what we're talking about. And so I reach out to my friends who don't know what they're talking about, and I ask them how to go over. Man, not one positive word from any of my non-political friends last night. It was not well received. So there, feel better about that. But boy, I actually, now that I listen to that again, I want to remind you, last night Joe Biden talked about democracy a lot, right? Talked about democracy a lot and talked about, well, how we're a threat to democracy.
MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election. And they're working right now, as I speak, in state after state, to give power to decide elections in America to partisans and cronies, empowering election deniers to undermine democracy itself. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country.
Okay, so he said democracy about 1,000 times last night, said it again right there. We're a threat to democracy, right? You're a threat to democracy. I'm a threat to democracy, threat to democracy, threat to democracy, threat to democracy. Must have said it 1,000 times during the speech. That's interesting because Corinne Diversity Hire, I want you to listen again. Listen to what she thinks the military is there to protect.
The presence of the Marines at the speech was intended to demonstrate the deep and abiding respect the president has for these service members, to these ideals, and the unique role our independent military plays in defending our democracy, no matter which party is in power. Again, no matter which party is in power.
Interesting that you're a threat to democracy and the military in their eyes is there to defend democracy. Huh. Wonder what their plans are. Anyway, let's move on. I promised some tips and we got to move on. We got to do other stuff here. Saw this headline today. You probably breezed right by it, but I didn't. There's a little video attached to it, so I admit that sucked me in. The headline was this: Duo holds woman at gunpoint and ties her up in a brazen New York City home invasion. Brazen duo forced a woman into her Queens home at gunpoint, tied her up before stealing thousands of dollars in cash and jewelry, according to the cops. Okay, we're going to have a talk. Let's have a talk. One, thousands of dollars in jewelry and cash. How much money in cash and jewelry do you have in your home? Hold on. Don't tell me. In fact, don't tell anyone ever. Why would you invade that home? I bet you money there were either drugs involved or that somebody who took out a wad of cash or had a wad of cash for some reason and bragged about it. Let me give you, just hear me out. Because we're heading into darker economic times. And remember, I think it's going to be very, very dark economically. That's fine, right? Whatever, we'll deal with it, right? People are going to have an increased level of desperation out there. When you head into dark economic times, crime, violent crime, becomes more common as more people get thrown into the desperation pool. Desperate people will do anything. This is the social media era. Look, I'm active on social media, not just the show Twitter, which is at Jesse Kelly Show, or show Instagram at Jesse Kelly Show. I don't control those. That's Chris and the guys, and Miranda and Michael and all of them. I have my own social media too, so I'm active on there too. Be careful. Be careful what you post pictures of. Be careful where you post pictures. You know that selfie you have to snap for Instagram. Oh my gosh, it feels so good to be on vacation in Manhattan. Look at me. Yeah, you look good, lady. I'm sure you do. That's very good. Very hot. Do you know criminals are looking at that and they know you're not at home. Wait and post your travel pictures when you get back from travel. That fancy new car. Maybe you're like me. Maybe you bought a midlife crisis car. That fancy new car you bought? You don't really have to put it on Facebook, I promise. You don't. That cash you pulled out? Look, it just happened to me recently. Went and pulled out some cash to give to the wife because she was going to go traveling. I'm pretty aware of my surroundings. I got followed from the bank. You remember? I was on that night. I was on that night, but I might have been delayed or something like that. I can't remember. Anyway, got followed here to the studio from the bank. Got out of my car, went up to the studio. Window gone. Cash gone. Be careful. Be very, very careful out there showing anything that you have. Oh, I'm so, look at my new diamond earrings. My baby spoils me. Yep. Good for you. Criminals just saw that too, and they want those diamond earrings worse than you want them. Keep your cash to yourself, your possessions to yourself, your travel to yourself, your jewelry to yourself. I know I sound like your father. Tough. Maybe you need one. Keep that stuff to yourself. Keep the bragging to a minimum. That's from me, the Oracle. Shut up, Chris. All right. Now, along those same lines, guns. Let's have a talk. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. It's taken me a little bit trying to churn and burn and get my way into these Ask Dr. Jesse questions. We had a lot to unpack. But anyway, I want to go back to this home invasion. Home invasion in Queens, New York. Woman gets beaten, tied up, gets her cash and jewels stolen. As I just said, stop posting pictures of the things you have on social media, especially in dark economic times that are going to get very, very dark. That's one. Two, please stop answering your door at night without a weapon in your hands. My goodness, stop answering your door ever really without a weapon in your hands. I walk around with a weapon all day long. I have one sitting right here. My hand is touching it as I do the show. It's touching my Glock 19 sitting right beside me. If you ever come visit me in my home, don't do that, by the way, or I'll kill you. If you ever visit me in my home, you should understand I'm armed. See me out back messing around in the yard? I'm armed. If I answer the front door, I'm armed. If I answer the front door, I don't care how paranoid you call it, I probably have my weapon actually in my right hand. That's why you can't see it, and it's hidden beside my thigh. I've had the cops show up at my home before because of some death threats. It doesn't matter. Death threats I was getting, I answered the door with the cops there with my weapon in my hand. If you see me, I have my weapon in my hand. And the wife used to make fun of me for that. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, that's ridiculous. Oh, you're just in the kitchen. You don't need your weapon sitting right there. Guess what? She's been paying enough attention. She's armed at all times now. At all times. What is a woman doing answering the door for any reason unarmed? If you don't have a weapon, go and don't answer the stupid door. I promise it's not UPS at midnight. Also, if you don't have a gun, maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, I don't like guns. I'm uncomfortable with guns. Fine. Get a freaking hero gun. It's right there. Get a hero gun. It's a non-lethal gun. You don't have to worry. You don't even have to worry about killing somebody. Maybe you're uncomfortable even killing a bad guy. Fine. It shoots pepper balls 100 miles per hour. If you're answering your door, answer your door with your hero gun in your hand. Fathers, mothers, tell your sons this. Definitely tell your daughters this. Have the hero gun in your hand when you answer the door. Ah, that's paranoid. Guess what? It's alive and not assaulted in terrible ways you'll never come back from. Hero2020.com code Jesse gets you a special discount. You don't need a concealed carry permit for it. Hero2020.com. Get a hero arrow too while you're there. It's a little smaller. I find it a little bit easier to walk around with. Hero2020.com, code Jesse, all right? State restrictions may apply. But answer your door with a weapon, if at all. Why do you feel the need to answer the door? All right, I'm gonna let this go now. People are so lacking in the ability to be security conscious, it drives me up the wall. You are surrounded by wolves. I've said this before. I know it sounds dark, and maybe you're not even going to want to do it. I suggest doing it anyway. I don't care what your zip code is. Do me a favor. Go to the Sex Offender Registry. It's online. And type in your zip code. You can search it by zip code. Go type it in. Now, do you think you should have a weapon on you when you answer the door? Have a weapon on you when you answer the door and make sure your wife, daughter, mother do the same. Which brings me to this one. Dear Oracle, I turned 21 this month and I want your opinion on which gun is a good gun for my first. I know I want a 9mm, but that's as far as I know. It says, listen, thank you. Listen, thank you too. All right, let's have a gun talk. Because you're probably well aware by now that I'm an idiot. And part of the benefit of getting to do this show is you get to learn from my endless mistakes. Nobody's a worse person than me. Nobody screwed up things more than I have. So allow me to teach you once again by the very stupid thing I did. I got out of the Marine Corps. I met the wife. I was down in Tucson going to a very prestigious community college. I don't want to brag. And her roommate turned to me one day in class and said, hey, Jesse, are you dating anybody? I almost lied because I thought she was asking me out, but I didn't. I said, no, I'm not. She said, well, you'd be perfect for my roommate. And I said, oh, gosh, who's your roommate? She said, well, she's on the University of Arizona gymnastics team, to which I said, yes, I will be having a date with your roommate. That sounds good. Anyway, the wife did not grow up around guns. It just wasn't something that her family really had in their home. My father-in-law is good with weapons and things like that, but it just wasn't something that they had in their home. So she had never touched them. Now, remember I just said she was a gymnast? If you've ever known a gymnast, or maybe you were a gymnast, they're hurt like football players are hurt. They're hurt all the time. Every gymnast has been through 1,000 different surgeries and injuries and sprains and breaks. It's just a brutal sport. Those chicks who do that, not only hot, tough as nails, carved out of wood. So the wife had recently fallen off the balance beam and dislocated her thumb so badly they couldn't put it back into place. She had to go have surgery on the thumb. You probably know where I'm going with this. So she had had surgery on her thumb. It's like the past 6, 8, 9 months. And I decided I was going to get her comfortable with weapons. She was very uncomfortable. This was not something I was going to negotiate on. I'm always going to have weapons in my house, more than one. Weapons, ammunition, they're going to be on me. They're going to be in the house. So what are we going to do? Let's get her comfortable with it. Oh, I'm so stupid. At the time, I didn't have the money to go purchase any of the weapons I wanted. So the only weapon I had was a gift I had gotten from my father. It was a 357 Magnum. I still have it. It's a great weapon, revolver. I don't necessarily recommend revolvers, but it was a great weapon. But if you know anything about guns, you should know this. A 357 Magnum is a big round. It's a big round. And this was a lighter revolver, so the big round had even more kick. The first gun the wife ever shot was when I took her out to an outdoor range, and with her injured thumb, God, so stupid, with her injured thumb, I had her squeeze off a shot with a 357 Magnum. It hurt her, and it scared her. Gun people don't understand how intimidating guns are to non-gun people. The first gun you should shoot, if you're just now getting into guns, you should start, honestly, with a .22 pistol if you're just now getting into guns. Not very loud. You still want ear protection. Not very loud. Virtually no kick to it whatsoever. Smooth, easy, fun. Start with a .22 pistol. Start slow and work your way up. Now, I'm assuming you're 21. You said, what should your first gun be? This is going to take you a little bit of time, a little bit of money. You need to go to a range where they will allow you to rent different weapons. They're not difficult to find. They're everywhere in the country. Absolutely everywhere in the country. Get your butt down to a range and see what you shoot well. If it's a 9mm, great. I shoot a 9mm. A lot of people love 10mm. Some people, I don't really care for these that much. In fact, I hate them, but some people swear by 45s. They love 45s. I don't, just because I'm not near as accurate with them. But again, that goes back to, what are you comfortable with? Why am I not as accurate with 45s? Because in the Marines, I've shot, oh my gosh, I don't know how many rounds I put through a 9mm in the Marines. So it's just what I shoot well, and that's only because of practice. Remember, practice is everything. That's why I shoot it well. Go figure out what you're comfortable with and what you shoot well, and that's what you buy. There's no right or wrong answer. I have a Glock 19. I'm not telling you to grab a Glock 19, but they're relatively affordable. They're unbelievably reliable. They shoot every time. You can chuck it off a building with one in the chamber and it won't go off on accident. So reliable is really everything I care about. I'm all about boring and reliable. I know they're ugly. They are ugly. And there are certainly probably fancier, more expensive options out there. Most definitely. I don't want to spend that kind of money, especially not right now in this kind of an economy. So I'm very happy with my Glock. What are you rolling your eyes about, Chris? I'm sorry. You're going to roll your eyes at me saving money? You're like the king at all that crap. Anyway, consider looking into a Glock. Ain't no ability. When it comes to a weapon, there's no ability like reliability. I'll just put it to you that way. All right. Enough of that. People are actually seeking out a monkeypox vaccine? You can't possibly be serious. And a school staffer sneaking an agenda in there. We're going to talk about schools and school boards. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC. Pushing me around,
but I'll stand my ground. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I guess we should, I mean, in the interest of keeping things current around here, I guess I should play you a couple different things from Joe Biden today. Here's Joe Biden once again acting startled that he took charge.
Secretary Mundo just said, and I guess I wasn't supposed to start this off, was I? Come to think of it. All of a sudden it dawned on me. I was supposed to let her speak first.
Yeah, give that away, Joe. Let's continue on with some Joe from today.
Things are going to change so rapidly. That's good if we're going to compete in the world, but also it's scary as hell for somebody who, like we were talking on the way over to this building about how there's hundreds of small companies supplying small parts to internal combustion engines. And you were giving me an example, Madam Secretary, of a bolt one company provides that is not going to be useful in an electric vehicle.
Okay, we'll get one more out of old Joe.
You can maintain the workforce. You can maintain increase the productivity, remain competitive internationally, and still get a lot done. But at any rate, I maybe with my grandfather used to say, with the grace of God, the goodwill of the neighbors, I'll see you at the auto show.
What? If you're sitting there and you're not really sure what Joe's saying, don't worry. Neither is Joe. Now let's keep going here. One more thing before we get into all the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. The audio sucks, otherwise I'd play it for you. But the headline out of the New York Post is this. Trinity school staffer admits to sneaking political agenda into New York City classroom. A New York City private school administrator secret recording confessing a political agenda. She, of course, hates white people and Republicans, and this is all courtesy of Project Veritas. They're the ones who broke this to us. I only bring this up because of this. You love your child. I love my kids, both of them, most of the time. It is important that we constantly interrogate our kids about what they're learning, even if you have them in some fancy private school. You got them in a religious school, a Christian school, Catholic school, Jewish school, something like that. You still need to ask them what they're learning. My kids are both in history right now. One of my sons is learning about the history of the Indians, not just American Indians, but the ones from South America, Central America, Aztecs, Mayans, Incas, things like that. And I'm asking him, What are they teaching you, son, about the Aztecs? because you can tell a lot about the curriculum in a school if you ask a child what they're learning about things like the Aztecs. You know what? Should I do a little Aztec talk here, Chris? I should probably do some Aztec. You know what? We're getting ready. All right, we're going to do some Aztec talk. You should know that you need to buy an emergency food supply first. What, Chris? They have to buy an emergency food supply in order to get access to the Aztec talk. Actually, that's not true. Everyone has access to it. But in all seriousness, you obviously should have a 3-month emergency food supply in your home for every person in your home. If you live alone, just get one. I mean, they're not cheap, but My Patriot Supply is giving out a screaming deal right now. So now's the friggin' time. They partnered with the show. If you go to preparewithjessekelly.com, you get a 3-month food kit for $250 off right now. Everyone in your home needs one of these. Trust me, you don't want to split one emergency 3-month food kit with four people. I went to community college, but that tells me you're going to be dead in less than a month. Preparewithjessekelly.com gets you $250 off. It'll make you feel better. Sometimes I look at mine. It makes me feel better. I know I'm weird. Preparewithjessekelly.com. All right, back to talking to your kids about what their teachers are telling them and in little subtle ways their teachers get their biases in there. Ask your kids if they ever do a segment on the Aztecs. Ask your kids what they're learning. Because this is what you'll find in a lot of schools out there. The Aztecs, they were these native peoples out there. And then that evil Cortez went storming in there and killed so many of them and enslaved the others. Yet another story of the oppression of Indians in the Western Hemisphere. These evil Western people, those saintly peaceful Indians and those evil Westerners. Ask your kid about that. Ask your child if his or her teacher bothered to tell them the Aztecs believed the tears of children would help grow the crops. So before they would lay a child down and carve their hearts out while they're still alive, they often took the time to torture the children first, tearing out their fingernails and such to make sure the child was crying before they sacrificed him. Ask your child if his teacher told him about the Aztecs marching prisoners up to the top of a pyramid with cheering crowds all around and having the priests disrobe the prisoner completely naked, putting a crown on the prisoner's head, and then playing music and forcing the prisoner to dance to the cheering of the crowd before they strapped the prisoner down to a stone bench, pulled out an obsidian knife, and carved his heart, his still-beating heart, from his chest, then dismembering him and throwing the various parts of his body down the steps of the pyramid. Now, I'm not sitting here to act like Cortez was some saint. I am sitting here telling you to ask questions of your child in what he learns. I'm saying this because I just had this conversation with my oldest son last night. What are you learning? Aztecs, Incas, Mayans. Oh, good stuff, good stuff. What did they teach you, son? What'd you learn about the Aztecs? His answer to that question will tell you everything you need to know about the school. If all the native peoples of the Western Hemisphere, if they're all treated as some saints, and those evil, dirty, genocidal Europeans came over and they killed these peaceful saints, then you have a problem in your school. And believe me when I tell you what I just described to you is the norm. If you have a child in a school, public or private, the chances your child is being taught some horrible, manipulated version of history that views the West, the conquest of the West, as evil, and America as evil for conquering it, that's the norm. That's how these teachers are taught history. They in turn and teach history that way to your child, and your child grows up with a bias that he doesn't even know about, thinking America sucks, thinking America was evil, is evil, was always evil. These people, they sneak these things into the classroom on purpose to poison the well, to make sure the next generation hates America as much as they hate America. Be aware. This is way, way bigger than some private school in New York City. It's everywhere. Be aware. All right? All right. Speaking of that, Mao killed like 70 million people. Why don't we talk about it? And national divorce. Someone doesn't think it'll work. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.